Okay, the stack is thick. Let's hit the stack a little bit. This is from the Catholic Times, September 16th. They did a summary article. I was in Tomah, Wisconsin, several weeks back. It says here, Dr. Ray Guarendi, clinical psychologist, author, host of The Doctor Is In here on Relevant Radio, believes the biggest problem in parenting today is him. Of course, when Guarendi says him, he means the psychology experts. He attributes the modern fear of children. Well, I think people have feared children for quite a while. And the modern fear of discipline. Now, that's something they haven't generally feared. To the prevalence of parenting experts on the internet, in magazines, on television. He believes the parents are scared of psychologically damaging their children, which leads them to second-guess their parenting abilities. A look at what the experts say seems to confirm what Guarendi says. Now, here's the fun part. I appreciate that Justin did this. It was written by Justin Zialgo, I believe is how you pronounce it. This was from an expert on AskDrSears.com. Quote, I'm quoting now, this is not me. Even a guilt-relieving hug from a parent after a spank doesn't remove the sting. The child is likely to feel the hit inside and out long after the hug. There, you got it, people? Okay, I'm ending the quote now. Now, this is me. You got it? You swat a bottom, and afterwards, you sit and you hug and you talk about it. Forget you. You've already messed up your kid. He's already carrying the trauma. He's already on the phone to Springer because he's likely to feel the sting inside and out long after the hug. My question for this expert would be, excuse me, Mr. Expert, Mrs. Expert, Ms. Expert. What happens if you spank a kid like 2 days in a row? Can these things overlap inside and out? If I swat him at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, is he going to feel the sting inside and out all the way till tomorrow morning when he gets another swat and they overlap? Here's another one. This is from Ann Leedham in, quote, I always love these titles. Ready? Discipline without punishment. How to raise kids to stop obeying and start behaving. You see, obeying is a bad thing. If a child obeys, that's just an automaton Stepford child. That's all you have there. This is just a child who rigidly goes through the motions, really hates your guts underneath it all, and wants to really start behaving. You notice how they not so subtly imply that if you have a kid who listens, that's bad? All right, let me... I'll tell you.